Good afternoon, folks, and welcome. It's time to break free. I will be your host for the hour, David Matthew Rock, coming to you live from the constitutional carry state of Arizona via the Patriot broadcast from the trenches, 89.5 FM, Joliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. Jalapenos channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and many more micro broadcasts and webcasts heard around the world. Take the time to check out the number one source for Patriot news on the web at FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. This is a live call-in program. Come on up and share your thoughts and experiences. Unlike the mainstream media, listener participation is appreciated. The call-in number is 641-715-3610. Once connected, you will be asked for the conference room number, which is 220029 and the pound sign. Hit star 6 to unmute. Let's see here. It is 89 degrees in Casa Grande, Arizona. Partly cloudy, 49% humidity. And I had a clip brought to my attention by Mary, which came from a RBN show titled The Trump Phenomenon with James Kelso. It was broadcast July 14th, 2017, and is a call from George from Texas, a name you might recognize. We will get into it as soon as we return from these messages.
Chip inside her head gets switched to overload, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good at gold, and he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure?
Tell me
why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot the whole day down.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
All right, folks, so while I was listening to Spike's show earlier today and I was in the chat room on YouTube, I had Mary send me a link for a clip from a RBN show titled Trump Phenomenon with James Kelso. So we're just going to go ahead and play that clip. Here we go.
Some good news there. Let's go to another caller here, hopefully with more news. George, good news. George in Texas, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me? Sorry, I had my mute button on.
Well, yeah, George, thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is, you know, about CNN and all the fake news, you know, I'm not really concerned about them anymore because, you know, they don't need Donald Trump's help to be destroyed. I mean, they're perfectly destroying themselves perfectly fine. I mean, they're in self-destruct mode. What I'm worried about is the fake patriot media trying to erode Donald Trump's base, because I'm hearing one publication saying that, you know, it's a trial going on in Las Vegas with the trial of the Bundys. And hearing Jeff Sessions in there go, I commend the prosecution. And Donald Trump has promised to pardon the Bundys. I hope that happens. And the second I'm hearing from the Daily Caller of, you know, Trump wanting amnesty for illegal aliens. And I said, this is stuff that's going to – I mean, you got fake patriot media out there trying to erode his base. Erode his support, and that's where we really got to start being vigilant.
Okay, so apparently if one does not support the Jew puppet golfer in chief, they are a fake patriot. Okay. Now I want to take a second to talk about myself. I was born in Rochester, New York, which is halfway between Buffalo and Syracuse, 5.5 hours from New York City, 45 minutes from Niagara Falls. In 2004, I moved to Florida, and I was actually there when Katrina hit. I was working for a construction company on an island called Anna Maria Island, which is just off the coast of Manatee County. If you can picture Tampa Bay, it's the Manatee County is the southern landmass that makes up the mouth of Tampa Bay. So Katrina was scheduled to hit us. So watching everybody freaking out, buying all the plywood out of Home Depot, picking up all the bottled water, emptying out all the gas stations, buying all the canned food, bread, milk, all that stuff, clogging up the expressway network. That was one of the things that kind of got my brain going. In 2006, I had a young woman I went on a date with show me Terror Storm, but I think I was a little more interested in her than I was in the documentary, so it didn't really click yet. Now in 2007, I heard a Coast to Coast AM show with, everybody's favorite fat boy, Alex Jones. And that sent me down the quote unquote rabbit hole with the whole 9/11 thing. So, eventually I thought it might be a good idea to get closer to family and friends. So I moved back from Florida to New York. And I was following the Ron Paul campaign. You know, I had just woken up, just learned about Bohemian Grove and all that stuff. And I awoke on January 3rd, 2008, and seen Ron Paul flashing the little devil hand sign and was disturbed by it. Now, some people could say this is him saying, I love you, or, you know, it could absolutely be nothing. But that particular day at age 27, I just decided to – Alex Jones show, and Rand Paul just happened to be on. So everything just kind of worked out, and I'm just going to go ahead and play that. Speaking to Spike a few months ago or whatever, he mentioned that he had heard this live on the air, so it's possible that you heard it. So I'm just going to go ahead and play it.
Final call, Dave in New York. Quickly, I've got to let the doctor go.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a firm supporter of Dr. Paul, and I believe that this movement we are seeing is not about Alex Jones or Dr. Paul. It's about freedom, education, and divine justice. I say this as a preface to a concern of mine. I do not wish to say anything that will take away from the movement. However, since this is an info war about seeking truth, I cannot have prejudice to any of the facts and where they might lead. I found a video on RonPaul2008.com titled Ron Paul TV Special for Iowa Part 1. In this video, Dr. Paul flashes the devil horn hand sign that I've seen Bush, Clinton, and so many other of the world elites using in public forums. I do not think this is a coincidence. Well, however, I will continue to stand behind Dr.
Finish your written statement, sir.
You notice he cut me off unnecessarily? There really wasn't a need to do that.
That's about it.
Hey, thank you for the call. And it's only because the doctor has to go. This is his lunch hour. But if he wants to miss that sandwich that's sitting there, that's fine. I'm guessing I got mine here, too.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say about the last call is, one, I don't know anything about what that hand signal means or anything. I can assure you my dad's not in some sort of evil cabal or anything. But, if he made some kind of gesture with his hand, I can assure you it's purely innocent.
Well, I know your dad's really healthy, but I saw the video, and when he's waving, you see the two middle fingers go halfway down.
So what's most interesting about this clip really isn't my accusation. I could be completely wrong. I could have just been paranoid or whatever. But by your fruits you shall know them. So if we look at what Ron Paul has done, he just shirked off to count his shekels every time. So whatever. But listen to Alex Jones' response. He takes this way too far and goes overboard. It's almost comical. So let's continue.
And I've even caught myself, no one else has caught it, on my TV show, accidentally make that, and people think it's like Bush, but by accidentally, like my fingers don't fold all the way down, I don't put my finger there, you know, to make it like Bush and all these others do, and it is weird how they do it. You know, I mean, it's, frankly, I don't want to get into this, but I've been in a lot of fist fights growing up. I've got early onset arthritis in this hand because it's been broken about 15 times, and it's hard for me to even stretch my fingers out. I try to stretch them and stay in shape.
Oh, but come on, Alex. It's hard for me to believe that you were a pugnacious youth. That's just hard for me to believe.
Well, my point is I've looked at your father's hands exactly in photos, and
right.
I know he's healthy. I don't know if you've ever gotten fights, but it does look like there's some arthritis there. Does your dad have arthritis in that hand?
Yeah, and I'm sure. Well, all I can say is whatever it was unintentional, and he would probably, if you told him this, he would have no idea what you were talking about as far as any kind of special stuff.
Well, I just know that what I have in my hand, even though I've been to the doctor about it, pulls my middle fingers down. I don't know how to, like, because I broke the knuckles in and the tendons. Well, you're a doctor, but I know a doctor of eyes, but you have the, you know, general residency. You know, the tendons are down in between the fingers. You know how that happens?
Right.
And I don't want to have certain, but I looked at your dad's hands. They look a little knobbly. Has something ever happened to him?
Yeah, he's had surgery for trigger fingers and things like that where your fingers are sort of bent down and they don't work as well. But
see, I'm not trying to be a doctor. I just recognize my hand versus his. It looks the same.
Right.
So he has had surgery. I didn't know that. Well, that's what it looked like to me. There you go. Rand, I'm sorry to end the interview on something as ridiculous as that. But RonPaul2008.com, in closing, anything else we can do to help the campaign?
Get out the vote. Do your best. I'm really excited. I think we're going to surprise some people. And, that my dad says we'll do better than expectations, and I think we will surprise some people.
They probably surprised their accountants with how much money they made.
People.
All right, Dr. Paul, thank you so much, and I'm told you're happy to pop in for about 10 minutes tomorrow to give us your analysis of developments.
Will do.
God bless you, sir.
All right.
Take care. There goes Dr. Rand Paul. Ended up keeping about 5 minutes longer. I heard some nurse or something in the background talking to him. My brain works pretty good sometimes, and I saw the devil horn thing. He doesn't bring the fingers down and touch him. He doesn't bring his thumb over to hold him. People say, well, that doesn't matter. You can have the finger up the side. There's a photo of a devil worshiper doing that. Folks, you look at his hands, they look like hell. I can't imagine if I lived to be 72 with mine, and I guarantee he played baseball, folks, sports. He did boxing. And I guarantee you, if you really ask, Ron Paul's been in fistfights. I bet you my bottom dollar. You break your hand a couple times, you have problems. You try having broken fingers every few weeks when I really got into street fighting.
Okay, this is coming from a man who travels with a goon squad. If you review the 2016 Republican National Convention, you'll see him traveling with a goon squad, literally.
Fighting. Almost like a sport.
Hi, David.
I mean, I have smashed hands. My right hand is completely smashed. And it even gets – I'm probably going to have to have surgery. And I also had a finger cut off, or almost cut off, dangling, helping some people when I fell off a boat once. And I know what it looks like, and my middle fingers pull down, And so when I'm just, when you really look at my hands when I'm waving them, my right hand comes like a claw. Well, Ron Paul's hand. I hate having to talk to Rand like that and say, has your dad had problems with his hands? Your dad had those broken, hadn't he? Your dad had surgery on those hands. And there you heard Dr. Paul tell you, yeah, he's got his hands are hammered to hell. Whatever did it, his hands are hammered to hell. And so because an old man waves his hand and his middle fingers go down halfway, you say he's a devil worshiper. You guys don't have any discernment. None.
So like I said, I could be completely wrong about the devil horn hand sign, but I had just woken up. I was age 27, and it just – I found it disturbing. I made the phone call. I'm usually the type that will confront something head on instead of, you know, shirking or trying to mince my words. But there's actually more. He's about to go nuts on this topic, and he's about to hold on. Here we go.
Off your knuckles because your knuckles have been bashed off on people's faces. You just don't know what it's like. Or who haven't slid into first base hundreds of times, breaking your fingers. That's probably why his hands look like claws. I've never wanted to talk like that. Have you looked at his hands? They look like a buzzard's hands. I mean, let's just start talking for real. I wondered why he did that, and I analyze it when he sits down on shows and lays his hands. I watch those middle fingers and that pinky curl back. And I go, ooh, that hurts. You know why? Because every day and every time it gets all cold, my right hand aches like absolute, just like it's in frozen water. And it wants to turn, and every day I try to stretch my fingers back. And I knew it. I looked at his hand and it just looks like absolute hell. And that's the word. That's what it looks like. I'm just so sick of it. Can't you go tell people they're putting poisons in vaccines? Can't you tell them they're getting rid of our borders? Can't you warn them about the Federal Reserve and cover some real issues? Or does it have?
Anybody who knows me on the trenches, I go by Frank Face. I've since changed that to my birth name of David Matthew Rock or David M. Rock. But these are the topics. You know, he's saying, can't you go talk about XYZ? These are the topics I talk about. Anyway, let's continue.
Does it have to be in our patriot movement that the sun orbits the earth or that aliens run things or all of this bull? I mean, can you just fight for the republic? Can you just – I mean, I never wanted to cover Bohemian Grove. I didn't believe it was real until I told people media and I snuck in and it was true, so I reported it. So, yeah, that stuff's going on, but it's not Ron Paul. You think the New World Order is going to have somebody bear fruit like he's done?
Okay, now here's something that I find interesting. At that moment in time, you had one guy on the left, Ron Paul, and one guy on the right, Dennis Kucinich, who would get, I don't know, 60, 80% of the way to the truth. They won't go all the way. Some people have explained this as a cul-de-sac, like a ideological dead end that you can get backed into. So I kind of see both of these characters as pressure relief valves. I know today we have on the Republican side the Gowdy. I can't think of his name just offhand. Trey Gowdy. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Honestly, I kind of stopped paying attention to the federal government because they're so full of crap. There's no point getting all stressed out. I'd rather focus more on the news and the events. But anyway, let's continue.
The New World Order cannot do consistently good. It's always evil. And let me tell you who fits the MO of evil. Not you, caller. You're just parroting what was said. I heard you're real self-righteous.
Now, I wasn't parroting. I woke up that morning. I saw the video on YouTube. I flipped on the Alex Jones show later on that day, and I heard that Rand Paul was coming on, and then I wrote my little statement or whatever. So obviously I wasn't parroting anybody.
Righteous and voice shaking and, you know, wanting an answer, and you sounded reasonable. It's just so stupid. If you had the grasp. But I used to not be dumb about this stuff, too. I get smarter every day. I'm still not that smart. There's still that cued in on what's going on. It's a process. But the people that put it out know absolutely what they're doing. Because you notice all they do is attack others in the movement and bring up stupid, spurious stuff. Now,
you may find in the future that I'm going to point out things that people are saying in our movement that I don't appreciate. Like, my whole goal is for freedom, life, and property ownership. You know, however we get there, I don't really care. I like the idea of using the Bill of Rights as a unifying device. You know, it's our, historically it's ours. We own it. It's something very simple that we can come together on. Anyway, let's continue.
Now, either they're feds, and that's the minority, but they started, or they're nuts. I mean, I'm so busy now that I won't allow myself 20, 30 minutes of entertainment a day to watch people who attack me and stuff. I have to admit, I find myself scouring the internet trying to find it because I laugh, but I realize that's sick. It's not funny. Last night, I couldn't help it though, man. I was sent this clip by somebody, and then I found a bunch of others. And I mean, plus one of my children was sick, so I was up till about 2 in the morning. And, I was watching this one guy, and I mean, it was the craziest stuff I've ever seen. White supremacy, and then of course he wouldn't call it as white, whites are this, and we shouldn't race mix, we need to stay in our own area, whatever, just so weird the mix.
We have to not get caught up in this divide and conquer stuff. You know, we might have our own personal feelings or whatever, but if you were born here, you were an American national, it doesn't matter what your color is.
And then the sun orbits the earth, and it goes up and down on this bobble, and just nutty, you know, chibble chobble energy or something energizes nuclear weapons, and it's Jesuit magic. I mean, dude, these people are just. And then the Jew hater crowd. I mean, it's not. See, you, now that's the feds.
Yeah. So apparently, if you talk about the Jews, you're a fed. Now, he's about to say something interesting. Let's just let it go.
Because you can legitimately talk bad about Israel and talk about all the horrible things they do. And the.
Does Alex Jones talk bad about Israel or all of the horrible things they do? I've never heard it.
And the corruption and the mafia that runs it and how it's bad. Then that crowd that says Jews literally drink blood.
Well, don't they drink the blood off a circumcised penis? I thought the rabbis do that. So I guess they literally do drink blood, huh, Alex?
Blood, and are actually like some demon species, which is ridiculous. They will then attack you for legitimately criticizing Israel in an effective way. See, they don't want you effective. They want you running around going, the earth is the center of the universe, which is, by the way, what the Catholic Church said wrongly. You know, Jews drink blood and just, you know. And then Ron Paul, a devil sign. All I see is an arthritic hand with fingers pointing different directions. His fingers are crooked, man. They go one direction and turn another.
Well, that was it. So like I said, that was from January 3rd, 2008. Any callers want to make any comments?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Go ahead.
You have to, you know, whatever Alex is saying, you just have to reverse it because he's actually telling you the truth.
I see what you're saying. So if you turn it 181 degrees, you can figure it out?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I've got problems with my hands. I don't make devil signs. It's from running, you know, 500 hours on my tractor. In fact, I think I'm going to sue the tractor company because I can't masturbate anymore.
Well, if you do that, they might turn your tractor off digitally and not let you start it up. Did you catch that article about a month ago, how they want to make it a subscription service for John Deere?
No, it's a Kubota. It's so Japanese. You know, they haven't deciphered the language in the instruction manual yet.
Okay, so any other callers real quick?
Hi, David. It's Mary in North Dakota.
How's it going, Mary?
Just fine. I guess I'm one of those fake patriots.
Oh, yeah? How'd that happen?
Yeah. Well, George would define me as a fake patriot. But I just want to congratulate you on this venture and also thank Henry and Laura for providing the opportunity for another voice of truth. It's surely needed in these days of lies. So I'm wishing you well on your venture, and I look forward to hearing you.
Well, thank you, Mary. It's been actually a fun process. I thought I'd get a little bit nervous, but so far it's working out pretty good.
Just watch out for that flea guy.
Go ahead.
Oh, he'll be fine.
Mary, I wanted to thank you for all the stuff you sent me and all the help you've given me. I want to make sure everybody knows that Mary's a very helpful person.
Let me know.
Mary, it's Katie. Thank you for that wonderful etiquette book. I just got it today.
Oh, you got it? Cool.
Yeah, that's so great. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Always thinking about you.
Well, thank you. All right, guys.
We're going to have to go out to break in a minute. And when we come back, we're going to talk about sex content on YouTube for kids. Okay? So here we go.
Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top. Ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop. I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed old Rocky Top.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
From the valley as the dawn comes again. stand here together and prepare for the fray. Want to take and leave our history in flames. I've known all the faces that oppression is great. The scars deeper than the mark of lifetime and chains. The stars lay the seas of a nation of change. And the history book begins another page. The stronger supply that was never overcome. The spirit's learning pride that we shielded from the bronze. The lost mother tongue that was spoken in the light. Echo in the ears tonight. So now the last one of battle has returned to the place. And the campfires are burning in the highlands again. The fight to the flight of freedom flies overhead. And the evil art of tyranny is dead. And the color of the battlefield is red. From east where the mountains meet the seas to the west, we are legion united by the cause from the west. The warfare is built to wear the steel to the test, and whoever met a war will give his best. We stare with defiance and our eyes are ablaze, and we'll kill any man who tries to stand in our way.
Time to Break Free is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, David Matthew Rock. It's 1:38 p.m. Arizona Mountain Time. And that was Leah coming out of the break with Celtic Battle Song. You can find her on YouTube. That's L-E-A-H. And I'll be playing some more tunes from her in the future. Okay, so sex content on YouTube for kids. Now, this is something Spike has brought up a little bit. We're going to be playing a video by a woman whose channel is called Rebel Media. I'm kind of unfamiliar with her channel. She seems to be a little right-leaning, which is fine. So we're just going to go ahead and play her video.
The sexualization of kids by the left in our popular culture. It's a really sick theme and something that I personally hate talking about, but it just keeps on coming up. The last time I ranted about the topic is when Fox came out with a sickening new so-called comedy featuring a six-year-old boy in bondage gag. The boy.
Now, is it that same Fox that owns Fox News?
Who is apparently transgendered was seen wearing the gag after burning his tongue on a hot grill.
Well, okay, so we're looking at like a sick. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you. You were, they took you out right when you were saying Fox was, you know, in the child porn shit. Our internet went down for about 1 minute, and then came back on it, shut everything down, and the rest of the time we've been fighting to get back on the air with you. And I was on the phone with Spike right now. That's who helped us get here. So sorry about that, brother. It was you're doing excellent. And it's going to happen.
Cool. So should we just end it for today, or are you going to try to hook me back up?
You're hooked up. You're going. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, I'm live.
You're live. I'm out of here.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that, folks. Apparently, I must have hit a nerve because they're trying to shut me down. We've been having a few different technical issues trying to get everything going. It's really a shame. So anyway, sex content on YouTube for kids. You might want to go check that video out. And if you want to know more about what's going on YouTube where they're sexualizing and showing these really strange themes, check out the channel Investigating YouTube. That's Investigating YouTube. You guys must have missed it, but actually I'm running out of time here. I got to play my outro song. I appreciate everybody being here. I had a lot of fun in my first broadcast. It's a shame that the system had to shut me down, but here we go with my outro song.
Tomorrow, really, I don't care. I have seen the future rising everywhere. Look into the mirror, tell me what you see. Piece by piece, you vanish until you disappear. Now I'm doing what I say. No more fooling. Beyond the sound, there is a better light to me. The world I'm gone, emotionless, it's not the way for me. Now I'm the less of